Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following speech.
Each year, the Educators for Excellence Committee looks for teachers who have shown a passion for teaching and learning. These educators are nominated by students and community members who they feel have made great contributions to the community. The teachers come from a whole range of fields, from science to literature to foreign languages. Voting is held for 1 month on our organization's website, and after tallying the scores, we now have the results. We ask that everyone please keep their applause until the end after we have finished announcing the runners-up.
Number 1. What is the purpose of the speech? Number 2. According to the speaker, what have these teachers done? Number 3. What is mentioned about the winners? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following speech.
Thank you for coming to this year's conference at LA City Hospital. I am proud to present the area's leading heart surgeon, Dr. Sungjoon Kim, and a panel of Los Angeles's leading heart specialists. They will discuss current research into heart disease prevention and treatment. They will also debate problems faced by many hospitals and possible solutions to these problems. The panel discussion will take place in the auditorium at 10:30 a.m. and will be followed by a question and answer session. You don't want to miss this.
Number 4. Who is Dr. Sungjoon Kim? Number 5. What will happen after the discussion? Number 6. Where will the discussion take place? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following lecture.
Welcome to this week's workshop on communication etiquette. We believe whenever we interact with guests, it is important we make them feel welcome. As many of you know, we have received an award for excellence in customer service for the 5th straight year. After this training session, you'll see why. So, for the next few days, we will be practicing these interactions with each other in role-playing exercises. Although all of you are new here, you all should have customer service experience, so this shouldn't be too unfamiliar. Now, why don't we start with our first session on email etiquette?
Number 7. According to the speaker, what happened this year? Number 8. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"After this training session, you'll see why"?
Number 9. What is mentioned about the listeners? Questions 10 through 12 refer to the following speech.
Tonight, I'd like to honor a very special guest, Miss Gabrielle Sardinez. She has worked for over 20 years in the industry, including 10 years at Joyce Creative Industries as their chief of advertising. I realized then that they had someone special on their hands. Despite worries from the board of directors about offering her a position here at Cherry Tree Tech Designs, I knew I had to do it. And after seeing her in action over this past year, I know I made the right choice. Thanks to her efforts, this company has become one of the largest graphic design companies in the country, with a 23% increase in profits. It's all thanks to her vision. So tonight, I'd like to honor Miss Gabrielle Sardinez with the Employee of the Year Award. Let's give her a round of applause.
Number 10. What kind of event is being held? Number 11. What is mentioned about the board of directors? Number 12. What is mentioned about the company?